The following is another KXPN Sports presentation. KXPN Sports presents high school basketball.
Here's Stidham off the screen. 4-3. It's good. Kelsey Stidham has all 8 points of Kearney High's here in the second quarter. Cutterback had the first 9. Stidham has the next 10.
Tonight, the 2014 basketball season tips off for the Kearney High Bearcats as they welcome in the Millard West Wildcats. High school basketball on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
Rebound brought down by Mishu, his fourth here of the quarter. Into the front court, gets it to Birchall on the left side of the key. One dribble to the wing. Skip pass back over to Schreiner into the corner for a three-pointer on the way. Leibarger hit it.
It's an early season test for Kearney High as they face two top 10 teams over the first 2 nights of the year. It's the Wildcats and Bearcats coming up next, but first a New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Kearney High with ESPN Radio's Rainey Bushcutter. Right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome top of the hill at Kearney High, their first home basketball game of the season as they'll be taking on Millard West in a girl-boy doubleheader here on ESPN Radio. So glad you could join us for the resumption of Bearcat basketball here on ESPN. And we've got a pretty good matchup to start things off from Kearney High as they'll be sixth-ranked Bearcats in the all top 10 according to the Nebraska, according to the Omaha World Herald. Kearney is rated number 6th in the state. Millard West is number 3 in the state. And these two teams will get together in what could be a matchup that we might see down in Lincoln come March Madness time. I'm Randy Bushcutter. Thank you so much for joining us for coverage of high school basketball here on ESPN. We're excited to have the Bearcats for you probably a little bit more this year than what we've had in the last few years. And excited to get things started in this early season tournament. There's another couple of games going on on the other end of the state, and these two teams will be heading to Lincoln Southeast tomorrow to be taking on the winner of the Bellevue West and Lincoln Southeast games that will be going on today in Bellevue. These two teams will get together tomorrow, and it all depends winning, losing, what time they would play tomorrow, as it's kind of a mini tournament among those four teams. So Kearney High certainly going to have their work cut out for them, especially on the girls' side, as they're taking on Millard West, who is rated number 3 in the state. Now, neither Kearney High nor Millard West is rated in the top 10. Let me check that. Millard West is rated number 10 in the top 10 on the boys' side. So the Kearney High boys and girls will be facing top 10 opponents here tonight on top of the hill here in Kearney. Excited to have coverage of high school basketball back for you here with the Bearcats, and we'll continue with more of the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the starters for the Bearcats and the Wildcats when we come back right after this.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal with 2 pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With 2 locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation, a very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River, Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Let's give you our starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We'll begin, first of all, for Millard West. As we mentioned, they are rated number 3 in the state, according to the Omaha World Herald. Kearney High, by the way, is rated number 5 in the state in Class A, but number 6 in their overall top 10, because Lincoln Pius X is actually rated number 5th, according to the Omaha paper, but they're a Class B school. For Millard West, their starters are Lauren Rongish. She is a 5'7 freshman, starting with Maddie Severson. She's 5'5 and a senior. Jalen Bosek, a 5'8 junior, will start at the guard position as well. At the post will be Casey German. She is 6'2 and a senior. And the other post player will be Philomena Lammers. She is 5'10 and a junior for head coach Mark Kruger. Now for the Kearney High Bearcats and their head coach Jason Boyd. Their starters are going to be Kelsey Stitham. Stitham is 5'7 and a senior. Lauren Speaker, 5'9 and a junior. Brianna Obermiller, 5'9 senior. Skylar Snyder, who really came along last year, she's 5'10 and a junior. And Brianna Miller, 6'3 and a senior, will be that strong presence on the inside that the Bearcats are looking for. The head coach we mentioned, Jason Boyd, assistant coaches Don Clark, Carmen Grant, and Jay Kicker. And so we're really looking forward to this to really get an idea of what Kearney High is going to be like. Really kind of anticipated, you know, they had some shoes to fill from last year's team that made it down to the state basketball tournament in Lincoln. But they really brought back a lot of their scoring punch. Speaker came along through the course of the season last year as a sophomore. Stitham is going to give some great leadership this year, as is Miller. And Snyder and Obermiller will also be able to add some great pieces, really some nice pieces coming together here for the Kearney High Bearcats. And as we mentioned, the winner and losers of this game will take on the winners and losers of the matchup in Bellevue between Bellevue West and Lincoln Southeast. Those games will be tomorrow. And again, it depends. If you're in the winner's bracket, if you're in the loser's bracket, you'll play a little bit earlier. And if you're in the winner's bracket, you would play just a little bit later. Of course, we have some other games going for you on our myriad of stations across our listening area tonight. Over on Classic Hits 98.9, Kearney Catholic is taking on Norfolk Catholic in a girl-boy doubleheader. And college volleyball on our sister station, KJS 1230. Hofstra will be taking on Nebraska. And on the Breeze 94.5, it's Adams Central at Holdridge to take on the Dusters. So plenty of high school basketball. Is really just about every team in the state is going to be tipping off either last night or tomorrow if they don't get going today. And what's been kind of the norm is a lot of these early season tournaments where you can kind of play some different faces. And it's great to see Millard West coming into town because the schedule really has changed in Class A over the last few years, where now teams like Millard West are not necessarily afraid to make it west of Boys Town and play teams like Kearney High. So it's great to have the Wildcats in town, and we're looking forward to a top 10 matchup here between the Wildcats and the Bearcats. We're just about ready to get things underway. We'll wrap up the New Tech Seed pregame show right after this timeout.
On our last episode of As the Wheel Turns, Carl was ending a long-term relationship.
Carl, I've seen how you look at other vehicles.
You just don't look as good as you used to.
That's because you haven't taken me to the Dent Popper. A new spray-on bed liner or bed cover will get people to stare at me. And custom-fit floor mats from WeatherTech will make me feel pretty on the inside.
Avoid the drama with a trip to the Dent Popper, north of the railroad, First Avenue, on the bricks, downtown Kearney.
At Nebraska Land National Bank, we love local. Local people, local decisions, and local ownership. We want our community to grow and prosper. That's why we are focused on providing you with high-quality, personalized service at a competitive price to help you reach your financial goals. Nebraska Land National Bank is proud to call Kearney home and provide our community with the very best in banking. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank. Sure, you know Fanatics is a great place to watch the game and have great food. But Fanatics is also the perfect place for your holiday party. Their new party room could be set up for an intimate gathering or a company Christmas party for up to 100. Order straight from the menu, or Fanatics will customize a meal for you and your guests. Enjoy your privacy, or join the fun with everybody else at Fanatics. Fanatics does birthday and graduation parties, too. Holiday parties are more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
And welcome back here to Kearney High as the Wildcats and the Bearcats being introduced here. Millard West, rated number 3 in the state. Kearney High, number 5 in the state, according to the Omaha World Herald. So a great early season matchup here in girls basketball. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. You know, the last few years, sometimes Kearney's found it a little bit difficult to get some points scored, but they really kind of feel like they have a nice mix of both inside and outside, and will have the opportunity to really get their offense going this year. And again, defense has always been somewhat of a hallmark of any team that's coached by Jason Boyd. So we're really looking forward to finding out exactly what's under that hood. You know, we'll get the engines revving here and find out just how good the Bearcats are going to be this year. And really, expectations are pretty high as they've been in the last few years. And again, they had a solid season last year, making it to the state basketball tournament. This year, they're kind of hoping that they might be able to host that district play, as the top 8 seeds, the top 7 seeds, would then they host those district tournaments. And really, Kearney feels like they're going to be one of those teams. The Bearcats, of course, will be in their home white uniforms. Kearney across the front with blue numbers and a little bit of blue trim and some blue gussets on there. And the Millard West girls, the Wildcats, will be in black uniforms, essentially, with those dark green numbers with a little bit of old gold outside the numbers and letters. And it says Millard West on either side, above and below those numbers in the middle of their jersey. So we're just about ready to get things underway. Glad you could join us here on KXPN 1460 in Kearney and KICS Radio in Hastings 1550. Doing the jumping here for the Cats is going to be Skylar Snyder. Snyder is going up against Lammers here. And the ball is in the air, and we are underway here as the Bearcats have first possession of the ball. Bringing in the forecourt here is going to be Stitham. She gives it off right side here for Snyder. Everybody cycling through here as Millard West going man-to-man. They kick left side for Stitham over there. Stitham's going to lob it inside and a little bit too far, and the Bearcats turn the ball over. So here comes Millard West for the first time. Severson will give it top of the circle. She'll get it off here for Bosak. Entry pass down low, and the shot's going to be blocked on the inside as Millard West had a block, but they get the rebound, and they kick it out, and the three-pointer is up and good for Severson. So Severson strikes and hits the three after Miller actually came up with a block early on, but the rebound there for Millard West. So Bearcats trying to answer here, trailing 3-0, working it around the perimeter, and staying on her tippy-toes, faking the pass there, is going to be Stitham. Now Stitham's going to reset the offense. She backs up near the cat paw at midcourt, dribbles to the right, 5-second counts going on, takes it all the way down to the baseline, and is hit on the arm as she drives in hard. That's one thing Stitham does extremely well, is attack the basket, and she's quick enough that she can make something happen. And the foul is going to be well whistled on German, who was playing a little bit of help defense here. And Stitham is going to go line and shoot two. The first one is on the way, and it is good. So the Bearcats are on the board, trailing it now 3-1 with 6:52 to go in the first quarter. Second offensive trip Turns into points here for Kearney High. Now it turns into 2 points. Stiffen makes both free throws. And the Bearcats will just drop back into a 2-3 zone here as Millard West brings in the offensive zone. They kick here on the left side for Severson. Severson works it back around the perimeter. Another three-pointer up and good for Rongish. So Lauren Rongish strokes into three. So right now, shooting pretty hot is Millard West. They've stroked in a couple of three-pointers. The only shot they missed was at point-blank range. Stiffen will drive, kick the ball back out here. And now holding it and watching everybody kind of cycle through is going to be Snyder. Snyder gets it back to the elbow, and she'll have a little, nice little fadeaway. And Skylar Snyder strokes it in. So Millard West trying to answer back. They'll lob it off here on the left side. That's Severson. Severson works back around the perimeter, giving it off for Bosek. Back to Severson. Now top of the circle. There's Rongish. She stroked in the three, and now the entry pass is going to be stolen away. Snyder comes up with the steal, and she'll have to slow down a little bit as she gets in the offensive end here. Bosek shuts her off. Now the kick pass is going to go out left side for Stitham. They give it off on the right side. Speaker's going to try the three. It's no good, and the rebound is taken out of there, and on the drive is going to be Severson, and Severson can't get the shot to fall. Stitham is able to come up with the rebound. So Kearney High trailing here 6-4 with 5:24 to go. And the basketball in the hands of Snyder, top of the circle. Snyder has it. Little spin, fade in the lane, rolling around and good. Boy, that's a nice touch there by Skylar Snyder. And she ties things up at 6 with 5:10 to go in quarter number one. Kick right side. They get the ball off here for Bosek. Bosek kicks it, and a three-pointer up. No good for Speaker. And the rebound is taken out of there by Kearney High. And a nice little drive and an extra step taken before the shot by Obermiller. So Kearney High turns it over, and Obermiller hit a tough shot in traffic. But what made it so tough was that defense. That defense also forced the turnover. In for Millard West is going to be Logan Black. She checks into the ball game. And bringing the ball in the offensive zone here is going to be Rongish. Rongish has it top of the circle. Now she's on the left side. She'll fire a three in and out, no good. And the rebound is going to be tipped out here to Snyder. Snyder's going to drive, step through, used all of those two steps that she's allotted. And the rebound is in, stolen away. Snyder comes up and takes it off glass. Good. Skylar Snyder, not giving up on the play, makes the steal, and then is able to take it off the glass and in. So she comes up with a great steal and then the bucket, and in fact is fouled on the play. So she'll have a chance for a three-point play. Severson was whistled for the foul. And the free throw is up and good for Snyder. So Snyder finishes off the old-fashioned three-point play, and Kearney High now has their first lead of the night at 9-6. Little fake pass on the left side. Now Black's got it. Black will help work it around the perimeter. They give it for Rongish. Dribbling on that right wing is Bosek. Bosek enters it in. Skylar Snyder with a little bit of defense, and now we're going to have a foul whistled on Brianna Miller. Miller was there in pretty good position. And I misspoke. It was Miller that came up with that block, and then she committed the foul. So a couple of free throws coming up here for Millard West, and Kelsey German is able to stroke it in. So she hits the first of two free throws here. And we're exactly midway through the first quarter. Second free throw is also good for German, and that will earn her a little bit of a breather. She's out of the ball game, and Lammers checks back in. Lammers got a little break when Black checked in about 2.5 minutes ago. Inbounded for Stitham. Stitham helps break the press, getting it up ahead to Skylar Snyder. Snyder drives and is fouled. That ball hung on the rim. And Millard West coach Mark Kruger does not necessarily agree with the call. And Bosek going to be called for the foul here. And so Snyder to shoot two, and the first one's front of the rim and no good. So she misses the first. Score remains 9-8, Kearney High with the lead. And the second free throw is up and good. Snyder now with 8 points in the ballgame. Kearney High right now with a 10-8 lead. Severson has it on that left side. A little ball fake. Gets the defense to move, but they'll get the ball out here for Ray Pullum. And Pullum's pass on the inside is over everybody's head and out of bounds. That'll be a turnover. Good pressure on the ball. Good pressure on the person trying to receive the ball as well. So Kearney High forces that turnover, and then they return the favor here. An errant pass, and they turn it over in the backcourt. Coming up with the ball is going to be Bosek. Bosek will kick it off here on the right side for Ray Pullum. Pullum helps work it back around the perimeter. Bosek gets it to Pullum. Now they're going to kick into the corner. Get it on that baseline and the entry pass. There's going to be a foul that's committed here by Breanne Miller, and that's going to be her second. So Miller with a little bit of a reach here, and that gets her in early foul trouble. She'll come out of the ball game as Stacy Peters checks in. And now Millard West will inbound it. Ray Pullum to toss it in on that baseline after the foul on the entry pass, trying to get it to a low block. They throw it in the lane, kicked into the corner. Three-pointer here for Rongish. It's rolling around the rim. It's no good. And the rebound is taken out of there by Kearney High. Snagging the bound there is Peters. She'll give it to Stitham. Stitham in traffic, has a shot blocked, just throws it over her head. It's no good. Outlet pass up ahead here for Pullum. Pullum can't hit the shot. That one will not fall, but then the putback is up and in for Lammers. So Lammers makes the putback after she's able to get that rebound. So we're tied at 10. Stitham will take it to the baseline. Now backing out. Still has her dribble alive. Tries to enter it down low, and it's going to be knocked away by Millard West, but off the hands of Brianna Obermiller. So that'll be a Kearney High turnover. Both these two teams showing why they're rated in the top five. Playing good defense, playing good offense. They are looking good on both ends of the court. 2.5 minutes to go here. Tied at 10, first quarter. Left side, Pullum, looking to the inside. And that pass, that's errant. And you're going to have to do better than that to get it past Skyler Snyder, as Snyder is able to come up with the steal. And then a long pass going to be deflected out of bounds by Millard West, and the Bearcats will inbound it at the end of the Millard West bench. Ball now in the hands here of Lauren Speaker, and she'll get it out for Stitham on the inbounds play. Speaker gives it top of the circle, and not a great pass, but Snyder is able to track it down near midcourt. They'll reset it by getting it to Stitham. Stitham facing man-to-man, will back up to near midcourt, and she'll get it off for Speaker. Speaker drives on that left side, takes it all the way in, takes it off glass, and good. Lauren Speaker, nice little drive using the glass for the kiss, and the Bearcats again have a two-point lead at 12-10. Top of the circle, that's Pullum. Pullum just playing catch right now with Bosek right there as the Bearcats in that 2-3 zone. Top of the circle, Pullum enters it in. They kick it out. There's Black. Black for the jumper, no good. And the rebound is taken out of there by Kearney High Snyder, and the long pass is out of bounds and last touch by Speaker. Nope. Yeah, Millard West was trying to milk the call here. I thought it was last touched by Millard West, and they were trying to convince the officials the other way by stepping out of bounds, but it is going to be Kearney High basketball here. So Speaker's going to inbound it for Stitham. And it was right in front of us, right near midcourt, and the scorer's table kind of blocked us who touched that ball last. Drive here for Stitham. Stitham with the left hand up and good. Kelsey Stitham going hard to the rack. And the Bearcats have their largest lead, and they knock the ball loose, but they can't quite come up with the steal. Speaker, had she taken one more step, would have committed a foul trying to make that steal. So discretion being the better part of valor, even though she tipped the ball, had to give up on the steal. So Millard West will keep the possession going here with a minute to go, and they enter it in down low, and German shot will not fall, and it goes out of bounds. So that'll be a team rebound here for Kearney High with 55.7 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Cats lead it 14-10, and they'll bring it across the timeline. Speaker facing some pressure here by Severson. And she'll work it off with a little rub there. Kicks it now left side for Peters. Peters gets it in the lane. Little pump fake shot by Skyler Snyder rolling around. Will not fall. Rebound out there for Peters. Peters can't get it to go. And we're going to have a foul on the rebound. And that foul is going to be on Peters. And so Stacy Peters picks up her first foul of the ball game. Three fouls on Kearney High, three fouls against Millard West. Unfortunately for the Bearcats, one of their starters, Brianne Miller, has two of those fouls. Entry pass in the lane, strong drive. And the shot by Lammers is no good, but Lammers now will be heading to the free throw line. As that foul is going to be on Obermiller, that'll be her first. So Lammers shooting two here, trying to cut into a four-point deficit. It's 14-10 with 20.5 to go here in quarter number one. And her free throw is up and good. Back in for Millard West, going to be Maddie Severson. Severson will come in here for Rongish. Severson and Rongish hit three-pointers on back-to-back trips, and you kind of really thought that Millard West had it going offensively, but it's kind of slowed down for them a little bit, but they do make two free throws here from Philomena Lammers, and it's now a 14-12 ball game. Cats leading by two. I'm sure we'll look for the last shot across the timeline with 12 to go. It is going to be Stitham. Stitham facing that man-to-man defense, and she'll go all the way to the right side off of that high screen in the lane. Took a little extra step. Yeah, didn't quite get the footing the way she wanted it there, and she turns it over with 3.9 to go. And one of those three-point shooters, Rongish, is going to check back into the ballgame here for Jalen Bosak. So Millard West has 3.9, and they'll inbound it. Long throw here to Rongish. Rongish will shoot at the three-point. Nope, doesn't get it off in time. Took a little extra. I thought she was going to shoot, tried to throw it in underneath, and there wasn't enough time for that. So that is the end of the quarter. And Kearney High heads to the second quarter, leading it 14-12 over Millard West. We're back after this.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
Come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college. And that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people. And they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
And welcome back here to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth, as Kearney High right now has a 14-12 lead over the Millard West Wildcats. So the Bearcats and the Wildcats here. One of the Cats are going to come away with a win, and Millard West will have possession of the ball to start things off here in the second quarter. And they'll get it off of Bosak. Bosak right back out here for Severson. Severson and Bosak playing catch. They give it off right side for Rongish. Rongish, top of the circle for Severson. Entry pass at the elbow. Quick jumper here by Lammers. Lammers' shot's no good. And the rebound by Peters. Long outlet pass. The shot going to be a little bit too strong here for Speaker, as they can't get it to go. And so both teams missing some pretty good opportunities there. And Peters doing a nice job getting that rebound, but the Bearcats can't capitalize. So Millard West with the ball back. And they're working the ball around the perimeter. Top of the circle with it is Rongish. Rongish gave it away, now gets it back, but she's near the spiking line at the volleyball court. Now they get it at the elbow here for Lammers. Lammers helps work it back around here for Rongish. They're trying to enter it inside, and now they do get it to the high post. And German, a little runner in the lane, and German will hit the bucket. Nice shot there for German, who now has 4 points in the ballgame. We're tied at 14, 7 minutes to go here in the first half. Entry pass on the just beside the three-point arc. Now kick back out here for Stitham. She'll try a long three. It is no good. And the rebound is taken out of there by German. Kick in the left side here. Severson, she's going to fire a three. And the long rebound going to be taken out by Stitham. So Statham's able to pull down the rebound. And she'll get it off on the right wing here for Obermiller. Obermiller lobs it inside, and it's going to be tied up, or is that a walk? No, they didn't get it tied up. That actually would have been a beneficial here for Kearney High. Instead, it's Skylar Snyder who just turns the ball over. That pass was a little bit too high and couldn't come up with it. Trying to force it in there. And again, that's one of those turnovers forced by some pretty good defense. That wasn't just bad offensive play. That was some pretty good defense here by Millard West. Entry pass in the lane. A little runner here for Lammers. Lammers took an extra step, and she's going to turn it over. And there's another example of good defense forcing the turnover. Bearcats inbound to Statham, and they're going to try to trap the ball a little bit is Millard West. Nope, now they're going to drop back. It's just Jalen Bosek. It's just following Snyder anywhere Snyder goes, and Snyder inbounded. On the drive here is going to be Statham. Statham drives, tries to put up a shot. It's going to be a jump ball. And the alternating possession rule will give Kearney High the ball. And drive by Statham was just stuffed in there by Severson. Inbound, working around the perimeter. They get it to Obermiller. Obermiller off the screen for Statham. Statham's going to drive onto the baseline, lean in, off glass, bouncing, no good. And the rebound is taken out by Millard West. And that long outlet pass by Bosick is going to be a turnover. So they turn the ball over to Millard West when they had a pretty good opportunity to fast break it. Snyder on the drive in traffic is going to take an extra step. And Snyder may be a little frustrated by Casey German. German at 6'2", really plays a lot taller than that. And Snyder at 5'10". And those 4 inches and just how strong she's been able to play has really kind of affected Snyder here. Shot in the lane by German. No good. Rebound in underneath. And then the dump. Logan Black got the rebound and gives it to Lammers. So Lammers with the bucket. After that, nice rebound there by Black. So top of the circle here for Kearney High. With it is Obermiller. She'll give it off for Statham on the left side. Off of a screen, they get it to Speaker. Speaker on the bounce, gives on the right side for Peters. Peters is going to drive in the lane, has it deflected. Loose ball, picked up here by Rongish. Rongish will get it up ahead for Severson. Severson will drive, shot no good. Offensive rebound in underneath for Black. And then German will put up the shot, and then a foul by Kearney High. Couple of opportunities there for Millard West because they did a good job of rebounding. So Obermiller is called for the foul. That is going to be her second. And the free throw is up and good here for Casey German. And German makes the first one. So it's now 17-14. Millard West with the lead. Second free throw is up and good as well. Well, Kearney High had the lead at the end of one quarter by a bucket. They led it 14-12. But now they have been stuck on 14 this entire second quarter, and a bad pass is going to keep it stuck. It's stolen away, pass up ahead, and it's going to be blocked down by Statham. So both teams turn it over. Statham now gets the ball back, gets it to Snyder on the baseline. Nice ball fake, gets the defender out of the way. Shot's no good. Rebounded by Obermiller. Obermiller missed the putback, the rebound, and then turned over by Severinson. Yeah, they ran out of room there. So Kearney High missed a couple of opportunities. Now the Bearcats want to call a timeout. 4:04 to go here in the first half. Bearcats have yet to score in the second quarter, and they now trail it 18-14 to Millard West. Timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We'll be back right after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Well, Kearney High right now turning the ball over, missing some opportunities, and right now the Bearcats are trailing it here 14-18. Unofficially, I have Kearney High being 5 of 15 from the field, as with Millard West. But Millard West has hit 2 3-pointers. Kearney High has not hit any. And in terms of turnovers, Kearney High has turned the ball over 7 times compared to 3 unofficially for Millard West. So the Bearcats find themselves down by 4 here with 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. Welcome back to the Nebraska National Bank broadcast booth. 14-18 here. And with the ball is number 14, Lauren Speaker. Speaker gets it inside for Snyder. Kicks it back out for Speaker, who had it at the free throw line, but they're going to reset the offense. Snyder now has it near the top of the key. And she's being harassed there by Logan Black and gets it off right side for Stitham. They skip it over for Speaker. Speaker gets in the corner for Peters. Stacy Peters has it. Stacy Peters on the baseline, dribbles it among traffic, and wow, that's a tough shot, but she hit it. Stacy Peters stepped between two defenders, banked it high off the glass and in. That's the first bucket of the second quarter here for Kearney High. Cats still going 2-3 zone. Entry pass down low, but the shot's going to be blocked inside by Obermiller. Well, not Obermiller, rather, but Brianna Miller, who comes up with the block. I will do that from time to time. Obermiller and Miller are just too close in my mind. Brianna Miller with a nice play there. On the entry pass, the three-pointer for Millard West is off the mark. Long rebound taken out of there by Stitham. Stitham's going to drive all the way in, lay it up, and good. So Kelsey Stitham makes the putback, in a sense, and now she makes the steal, or at least deflects it anyway. Coming up with it is Speaker. Speaker's going to give it to Stitham, and Stitham will lay it up and in. So Kearney High coming up with the steal here. And now Millard West, with a couple of turnovers, has their lead cut down to 2. And now another steal. Stitham comes up with the steal, leads the break, gets it to Speaker inside, and Speaker's going to be fouled. So Speaker, hit on the arm, will have an opportunity to tie this one up if she can hit the free throw. And Kelsey Stitham, a couple of nice defensive plays, a couple of outright steals, deflected another one that turns into a steal. Severson, by the way, whistled for the foul. And the free throw is up and good for the Bearcats. Stroking it in there is Lauren Speaker. So Speaker hits the free throw. She now has 3 points in the ball game. And I looked at the scoreboard wrong. Bearcats now have the lead. And with that second free throw, they now lead it 22-14. As they have rattled off 8 straight points here to take the lead. So around the perimeter goes Millard West. And they'll give it off on their right side for Severinson. Now top of the circle for Rongish. Back to Rongish after she gave it away on the left side. They're trying to work inside and, well, not quite getting enough room to make the steal there with Skylar Snyder. Snyder was able to step in front of the pass for Casey German, but kind of ran out of real estate and just ran out of room. And Millard West is going to call a timeout. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. Bearcats lead at 22-18. We're back after this.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing,
certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
And welcome back here to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. 2:12 to go here before halftime, and Kearney High right now has a 22-18 lead. They're pressuring the inbounds, so they just get it in and really don't have any offense going with this is Millard West. Long skip pass. They're going to kick it now into the corner here for German. German helps work it back around, and then they're going to skip it out here for Bosek. Bosek gets it inside, and that's a walk, I believe, yeah. Skylar Snyder was harassing Philomena Lammers with the ball on the inside, and Lammers took an extra step with it. And again, it is the defense. That's not just a mistake by the offense. The defense doing their part and forcing another turnover. And the Cats, who trailed in the turnover category not long ago, has really forced some turnovers here for Millard West and put the Kearney High back up ahead here, 22-18. Pass on the right side. Now the lob. That's a dangerous pass. It is saved briefly by Kearney High. Miller. And Miller was able to get it off the leg of Lammers and out of bounds. So a tough pass, and Brianna Miller had to fight to go get it. And she's able to keep the possession alive here for Kearney High. Stitham's going to inbound on the baseline. And the entry pass is going to be tipped and then stolen away by Severson. And then it's going to be tied up. Stitham then was able to tie up Severson, but the possession arrow is pointing to Millard West. So Wildcats have the ball. Good job there by Stitham not to give up on the play. Pass on the right side for Rongish. Rongish almost put a second hand on that as she was thinking about making the pass, but she did not. Quick jumper on the left side for Lammers from 15 feet away. It's no good, but the rebound is. As Brosak is able to make the putback. So she gets the offensive rebound and lays it up and in, and it's now 22-20. Final minute of the first half here. Ball now into the hands of Stacy Peters. Peters is going to kick it off here right side for Speaker. Speaker off of a screen gives it to Stitham. Stitham's going to drive in traffic, gets the body contact, and is fouled. She lost the ball. And the official is talking about whether or not that's a shooting foul or not, and it is going to be a shooting foul whistled against Philomena Lammers. That's Lammers' first foul. Both teams have committed five fouls here in the ball game. And Kelsey Stitham. Oh, they're going to say it's before the shot. So they are going to say it's before the shot. So Stitham is going to inbound it instead of heading to the free throw line. 5 second count's going on. And they get it in for Speaker. Speaker has her shot blocked, and it goes out of bounds off of the hands of Casey German. So German with a nice job of blocking it there. And now the Bearcats have 34 seconds to inbound it. They lead it 22-20 here in the second quarter. Peters gets it into the hands of Stitham. Stitham has it top of the circle. Kearney High might be looking now for the last shot. They give it to Peters on that right side. They're not exactly milking the clock. They are looking to score here. And stopping with her dribbles is Peters. She'll skip it off on the left side for Speaker. And Speaker now will give it off to Stitham. Now Stitham's going to look for the last shot. Stitham with a five-second count going on. Gets a screen. Takes it off on that left side. Takes it down to the baseline. 4 seconds into the land of Giants. Little lob pass on the inside. It's going to be tied up. And the officials are going to let the tie-up just be a tie-up and not call a jump ball. I think that's good officiating. But Kearney High does not get a shot off, and the possession arrow will not move. So Kearney High will have first possession to start the second half, and they'll also have a two-point lead. We're at intermission. Kearney High leading Millard West 22-20 here on ESPN. We'll take a quick break when we come back. The Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. We're at halftime as the Kearney High girls right now are leading Millard West 22-20. And intermission coming up here in just a little bit. The Kearney High boys will be tipping off their season. They, too, will be taking on a top 10 team in Millard West, who's rated number 10 in the state. Kind enough to join us to help preview the season as well as the game is Scott Steinberg, the head boys basketball coach here at Kearney High. Good to see you, Scott.
Yep, nice to be back in the old Kearney High gym.
You know, take it easy on me in fantasy football, even though it's a meaningless game this weekend.
Are we still playing or not?
We're playing. I don't know why, because we're not in the playoffs. How are things going? You've been happy with your team's effort in practice and everything?
Yeah, you know, we've had a pretty good 3 weeks' worth of practice. You know, as a coach, you always feel like you need another week or a few more days to get ready. But, you know, we treated that Hall of Fame game kind of as an actual game. You know, we did a little bit of scouting reports with the kids and put in a few things specific for that game. So it felt like, you know, we at least got to knock some of the rust off for maybe the previous season. So I think our guys were anxious to play. You know, they were excited to play out here last week in an exhibition game, and they are really excited to play tonight against Millard West.
And it's kind of nice. In years past, we've kind of talked about injuries. You know, Brian Arp most notably last year not being able to play. You know, and obviously there's some big shoes to fill there with losing your point guard, who's a pretty good athlete from a year ago. But at least you're healthy coming in.
Yeah, well, sort of. You know,
sort of.
Alex Harris sprained his ankle during the football season.
That's right.
So he hasn't even practiced yet. He'll be in a boot for another couple weeks here. But he was a guy that we thought may be a contributor for us. But, you know, even with him out right now, we feel like we have pretty good depth. We're probably going to play 10 or 11 guys tonight. And last year at this time, we probably figured like we were going to play six or seven, maybe an eighth guy. So we like our depth right now. And we have so much balance on this year's team. Any night, anybody could go out and get, you know, 8 to 15 points probably. We're not going to have guys that go out and get 25 or 28 like Damian maybe did every once in a while. But I think we have a nice, well-rounded team that seems to play well together, and that's a good thing.
Well, obviously, you know, Damian Austin, you lose a four-year starter at point guard. You haven't had to worry about finding a point guard in quite some time. And with Harris out, it's a little bit thinner there than what you want. But who are you looking at in the point guard position?
Well, to a certain extent, you know, especially when Alex gets back, you know, kind of by committee right now. Tonight we'll play two guys there. Austin Mishu will be the guy that goes out there at the opening tip, and then we expect Zach Ryan to come in and play a little bit as well. And they've both done a nice job for us. You know, Austin is a really good athlete that if he wasn't playing the one would probably find himself maybe at the three or the four. But he gives us some nice length and athleticism at the one. And then Zach Ryan comes in the game, and his basketball IQ is off the charts. And then that's probably his strongest attribute, is that he really, truly plays the game like a point guard, whereas Austin is maybe still learning that position a little bit. So, again, not one guy is going to replace and do what Damian did, but we feel like we have three guys that are very capable of doing it.
You kind of mentioned basketball IQ. I mean, and I can think of about three or four players on your team that played a lot of basketball and just always seem to make very good decisions. It seems to me that's going to be a strength of this team is how heady and the basketball IQ as a team you're going to put out there.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You know, Peyton Pocock is a guy that comes to mind. Very stereotypical coach's kid. He's been our student manager when he was a middle school kid, and he's been, you know, on the varsity team now the last 3 years. And Brian Arp, a guy that, even though he was hurt a couple years ago, came back and had a nice year for us last year. Brady Johnson, guys that have played a lot of meaningful minutes. Then you fill in some gaps there with guys like Chris Langan, Kyle Anderson, Trevor Liebarger, who were really solid JV players for us last year. And, you know, they worked in the offseason and worked in the preseason, and we are optimistic that they're going to take that next step to the varsity level.
You're going to be a little bit caught off guard a little bit because you don't know exactly what Millard West is going to have there. It's first game for them as well, but give us a scouting report of what you know about them.
Well, they got a really good big kid, 3-year starter for them, the Kaczynski kid. You know, he's you know, got some Division II offers out there, some mid-major Division I offers. So, you know, he's a kid that's a load, number 52, Ben Kaczynski. And we had a hard time guarding him last year. And we're really going to have to – it's not going to come down to one guy. It's not Brady Johnson or Brian Arp guarding him. It's got to be a good collective team effort. And to be honest, it's probably going to be a little bit of zone defense as well, because when you're talking about one of the most dominant big men in the state, you know, it can't be a one-man task. It's got to be a good collective effort by all five guys. And got to make his catches on the block tough. We got to keep him off the glass, and and try to rebound the basketball the best we can.
Is part of the strategy make sure they can't get to the half-court offense by playing pretty good defense and keeping the ball from are you going to have to pressure it
to make sure they don't do that?
We're
definitely going to have to pressure the ball in the perimeter. We'll mix in a little bit of zone pressure in the full court probably. But, you know, we're not the quickest team, you know, that we probably ever had here. We got smart guys. We have a little bit more length. But in terms of overall foot speed, you know, we're not – going to wow anybody with our athleticism probably, but we have good smart players that understand angles and understand depth and rotation, and I think those things could potentially make us a pretty good defensive team.
So what do you really see as the key tonight?
Well, again, it kind of comes back to, you know, who wins the battle of the paint. You know, we feel like we have some guys that can score in the paint and rebound in the paint, and Johnson and Arp and Murray and some of those guys, and Millard West, I'm sure, is saying the same thing. You know, they have a three-year starter at post that they're probably going to try to pound the ball into. So if we can win the battle in the lane, and we could get our shooters some open shots, you know, playing at home, I think we have a pretty good shot tonight.
All right, go get them, Scott. Appreciate the time.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
Scott Steinbrook, head boys basketball coach here at Kearney High. The Kearney High girls lead at intermission 22-20 over Millard West. We'll take a look at some of those numbers when we come back right after this.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
No, Mom! It's Josh's turn! I had to take it out the last time!
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
And welcome back here to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look at some of the numbers that we have for you statistically here in the ball game. We'll begin, first of all, for Millard West. Casey German and Philomena Lammers with 6 points each here in the first half. Lauren Rongish with 3. Maddie Severson with 3. And Jalen Bosak with 2 points here in the first half. Unofficially, in terms of rebounding, leading rebounders are Lammers, Severson, and Black with 2 rebounds. Piece. Now for the Kearney High girls, who lead it here 22-20 here at intermission. They're being led here so far by Kelsey Stitham. Stitham with 8 points here at intermission. Skylar Snyder also with 8 points. Lauren Spiker has 4, and Stacy Peterson with 2 points here at intermission. In terms of rebounding, Kearney High being out rebounded a little bit, but Stitham and Snyder with 3 rebounds each. Peters with 2, and Brianna Miller with 1. Unofficially, in terms of rebounds, I looked at the wrong thing. Kearney High actually out-rebounding Millard West 10-7 unofficially, and shooting in the ball game. Right now, Kearney High overall 8 of 19, and Millard West 6 of 19. And Kearney High does have the basketball to start the third quarter here, and that'll wrap up the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. And in the offensive zone is going to be Spiker. Spiker gives it off on the right side here for Stitham. Stitham facing just a little bit of pressure here for Brozek. Now Spiker gets it back, gets it at the elbow. Now be turned over, and then Millard West turns the ball right back over. Didn't quite have her feet underneath her when she made the steal was Casey German. And so we just kind of swap turnovers here. I guess no harm, no foul. And Kearney High will reset the offense. And Stitham telling Spiker where to move after the inbounds here. Stitham has a little ball fake, gives it off on the left wing for Snyder. Snyder's going to kick it out. Three-pointer up and good for Spiker. So Lauren Spiker strokes in the 3, and Kearney High has a 5-point lead. And that is one of the largest leads of the ball game. Quick little jumper up and no good. Rebounded for Kearney High by Snyder. And now Snyder has her pass tip, but she's able to get it off here for Spiker. Spiker facing a little bit of pressure. 5 second counts going on. Somebody's going to have to come help her, and she's going to cross court the pass over here for Stitham. And now Stitham will reset the offense. She'll give it off for Spiker. Spiker really being harassed there momentarily by Bosek. And now Spiker has it back. She's going to fire another 3. Same spot. Same result. Lauren Spiker drains the three-pointer, and the Cats now lead it 28-20. Bosick on that left side takes it down to the baseline, and the entry pass going to be stolen away. Coming up with the steal is Obermiller. Obermiller up ahead here for Stitham. Stitham left-hand layup, no good. And we've got a rebound, and it's tied up. So Kearney High makes the steal, but they can't make the shot on the other end. It was contested there for Stitham. She had to go in with that non-dominant hand. And Rongish will come up with the ball here after a team turnover, essentially, for Millard West. They move the possession arrow. The drive and then the pass down low going to be knocked away. Good read there by Skylar Snyder, who knocks it out of bounds on the baseline. They were driving through on the baseline, trying to throw it over to German. And Snyder, a nice job reading what was coming. On the inbounds, three-pointer here for Rungish. No good. Offensive rebound and then the foul. Philomena Lammers pulls down the offensive rebound after they missed the three-pointer. And that's going to be a hold here on Skylar Snyder. That is going to be her first foul of the ball game. But it was in the act of shooting, so Philomena Lammers will go to the free throw line and is going to be shooting two. The first one is up and good. Lammers now with 7 points in the ball game. 28-21. Bearcats leading it by a touchdown. Second free throw is up and good. So Millard West gets both points on that possession. And Stitham will face a little bit of pressure here for Severson. Severson backs up a little bit, and Spiker now has it. Spiker being harassed there by Rongish is able to get the ball out here for Miller. Miller is just going to help kick the ball essentially to midcourt, and they're going to reset the offense. Spiker looking on the inside. And there's nobody moving in that lane. So driving now is going to be Stitham. Stitham, little ball fake was open but didn't realize it. And now another ball fake gets herself open again. Shot won't fall. And the rebound is going to be taken out of there by Bosick. So Bosick pulls down the rebound after the miss. And now the entry pass down low here for Philomena Lammers. And Lammers going to be fouled. And Brianna Miller is saying, what do I got to do? She is called for her third foul. And to the line is going to be Philomena Lammers. And Lammers misses the free throw. Score remains 28-22. 5:20 to go here, third quarter. Fifth-ranked Kearney High, leading third-ranked Millard West. Second free throw is up and good. Makes it a five-point Bearcat lead. We got 5:15 to go here, third quarter. Man-to-man pressure put on the ball. Stitham brings it across the timeline. And they're going man-to-man now. They'll give it off here left side for Snyder. Entry pass tipped and then stolen away. Kearney High turns it over. On the run here is going to be Rongish. Rongish takes it off glass. No good. Rebound. Saved and into the hands to Rongish. And Rongish will fire the three. And then the offensive putback is going to be up and good by Philomena Lammers. She makes the putback. Kearney High near midcourt in a little bit of trouble, but dribbling through it is going to be Stiffen. Stiffen in the lane has it tied up. Nope, it's a hold. And that's going to be on Philomena Lammers trying to come up with the ball. And that will be her second foul. Second team foul. Excuse me, first team foul against Millard West here in the second half. Stitham to inbound on the baseline. Everybody cycles through, and not much going on there, so she has to lob it near midcourt to Obermiller, and Obermiller is going to get the ball out here for Snyder. Snyder's going to fire the three. It is no good, and rebound taken out there by Millard West. In transition, they get it off for Rongish. Rongish will fire a three. It's no good, and it goes out of bounds into the hands. Well, they're going to say it was off the hands of Kearney. So it'll be Millard West ball. They're inbounded on the baseline. Little ball fake by Rongish. And her pass through the lane is going to be knocked out of bounds by Snyder. Everything is harassed. Everything is a small window with every pass. Both these two teams playing great defense. And the Bearcats right now leading it 28-25. Three-pointer on the inbounds, up and no good. Rebound still being fought for. Coming up with it is going to be Logan Black. Black with the rebound, and now another three-pointer. And the rebound is taken out of there by Kearney High. And now Spiker figures out that pressure was coming, so she's able to slow it down, give it off now to Stitham. So Stitham will set up the offense. Has a little trouble with the dribble. Gives it top of the circle. They'll work around the perimeter. Spiker has it on that right side. Spiker on the bounce. Gives it top of the circle here for Snyder. Snyder backing up to near midcourt. Still bouncing on that right wing. Great pressure put on there by Bosick. They knocked it away, but Snyder's able to come up with it, enter it down low, and we got a foul. Brianna Miller got that nice little entry pass from Snyder. And Snyder is then fouled by Maddie Severson. That's going to be her third, so she's got a little bit of foul trouble. Miller's got three for Kearney High. Obermiller has two. And Miller makes the first two free throws. That will extend the Kearney High lead to 29-25. 3:26 to go here in the third quarter. Second free throw is up and good. So Kearney High staying about 3 to 5 points ahead here most of the third quarter. Millard West in the offensive zone. Bosick looking at that 2-3 zone, throws it on the baseline. And around the perimeter we go here as Ray Pullum will pass it off here left side for Bosick. Pullum checked in during the free throws. Quick little runner in the lane. It goes out of bounds. Who was the last to touch it? It was Kearney High, as slipping with the ball momentarily was Brianna Miller. Pullum will inbound it, and it's going to be knocked into the baseline by Skylar Snyder. Snyder just kind of wasn't really defending anybody, just kind of in an area there, but saw the corner of her eye. The ball was coming by in very quick hands to knock that ball out of bounds. It's inbounded here for Bosick. She'll fire a three top of the key. It is no good. A rebound in underneath, and the shot won't fall for Lammers. Another offensive rebound, this time by German, and German is able to make the putback. And we're going to have a little hand check foul called here on Millard West in the offensive zone. That'll be Ravion Pullum, or Ray Pullum, commits her first foul. So Spiker will inbound it here at 2:41 to go, third quarter. Bearcats leading it 30-27. That's a bad pass, but Spiker's able to pick it up. She was able to come up with it after it was tipped back to her, but Kearney High still has an errant pass, and it's going to be turned over. So on the run here is Millard West in traffic, a little leaner up and good for Black. So nice little step through there by Logan Black, and I believe that's her first 2 points of the night. Yes, it is. And then she's able to make the steal on the other end. So Millard West will kick it up ahead here for Bosick. Gets it inside for Lammers. Lammers, turnaround jumper, has it blocked and then stolen away by Bree Miller. So Miller comes up with the block and the rebound. And the Rowdy's in full throat, letting her know what happened. Stitham off of the screen, takes it off on the left side, kicks it top of the circle. Now right side for Spiker. Spiker gets it down low. Double team there. And Snyder, turnaround jumper, no good. It's errant, and then rebounded there by German. So German pulls down the rebound. And Millard West with a chance to take the lead back here. They trail at 30-29, and we're going to have a hand check called on Kearney High, and that'll be on Spiker. That's her first foul. Third as a team here on Kearney High, so both teams have committed three fouls here in the second half with a minute 29 to go in the third quarter. Bearcats have led the entire quarter. Right now it's 30-29 is their advantage. Andrew pass down low here for German. German's pass across the lane is tipped out of bounds. I think last to touch it was Kelty Stitham. If it wasn't Stitham, it was Peters. And so either way, this is Wildcat basketball. As Millard West will inbound it. Pullum has it off of the screen. Will dribble near midcourt. Pullum bounce pass top of the circle here for Logan Black. Black entry pass in the lane. A little leaner up by German. No good. Offensive rebound won't fall, and it goes out of bounds. Well, the putback by Black would not fall. And so a couple of misses here by Millard West. Right at point-blank range. 30-29. Kick to the elbow. Now German will give it off on the left side. Top of the circle with it is Bosick. Bosick gives it off, and Pullum's going to fire a three. It's no good. And the rebound is finally into the hands of the post player inside, and Casey German is able to make the putback. So Millard West has the lead again, 31-30. 39 seconds to go here, third quarter. Snyder gets the top of the circle. Wide open is Peters, but she's going to give it off right wing here for Spiker. Spiker back out for Stitham, top of the circle. Stitham facing man-to-man there by Pullum. We'll give it off on the right side, then set the screen for Snyder. Snyder doesn't use it, so the screen comes off. And now Snyder has the dribble. We'll give it back to Stitham. Stitham near midcourt, now with 13 seconds to go, late in the third quarter. Bearcats trailing at 31-30. On the elbow with the ball here is Obermiller. Obermiller, pass down low, turnaround jumper up, and good off glass by Spiker. And that Millard West does not have much time to do anything with it. And so with that bucket, that will end the third quarter, and the Bearcats head to the fourth with a 32-31 lead against Millard West. We'll be back with exclusive coverage of Kearney High girls basketball. We come back right after this.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Call New West Sports Medicine today at 308-865-2570 to schedule your appointment. That's 308-865-2570.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our five Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
And welcome back here to Kearney High. The Bearcats have the lead here at the end of three quarters of play by a score of 32-31. They led by as many as five in the second half, but they have to be content with a one-point lead as we head to the fourth quarter. Unofficially shooting, Millie West 10 of 36 and Kearney High 11 of 26. Three-point shooting, Millie West 2 of 11, Kearney is 2 of 5, and both teams shooting very well from the free throw line. 9 of 10 for Millard West, 8 of 9 for Kearney High. Bearcats have the basketball to start the fourth quarter. They'll get it at the left elbow here for Brianna Miller. Miller gives the top of the circle now for Snyder. Off of the screen now, driving is Stitham. Stitham finds an open area, pulls up for the jumper. It is no good. And the rebound by German, and then German walked with it. She got the rebound, and then she turned the ball over. She was trying to look for that long outlet pass, but that passing lane was taken away by the Bearcats. And Coach Kruger begs to differ with the officials here. So Kearney High will then bound it after the quick turnover, unforced error for Millard West. They get it to Stitham. And Stitham rather gives it to Spiker. And Spiker turned it over. So then we're going to have a drive on the inside. And now Millard West turns it over. Lauren Rongish facing a lot of pressure on the inside by both Miller and Obermiller, and she ends up skidding to a stop, so that'll be a turnover. So Stitham brings in the offensive zone, working against a little pressure here by Severson. Pass is deflected, but tracking down the loose ball is going to be Snyder. Snyder drives the lane, low floater up, and good. Skylar Snyder hits the shot. She now has 10 in the ballgame. She's been stuck on 8 points for quite some time, and now she makes another nice offensive play, a good runner there. Kick out. Here's a three-pointer for Rongish. It is no good, and the long rebound is taken out by Stitham. Stitham on the run, lays it off glass. Can't get the shot to fall, Well, now the long outlet pass here by Rongish. Rongish gets it up ahead. Reverse layup by Bosek is no good. And then the rebound is going to be tied up. Possession arrow is pointing to Millard West. So we'll move the arrow, and the Wildcats will inbound underneath their own basket. Grant Overmiller, who's out just a moment, is back into the ball game here with 6:40 to go. Fourth quarter, Kearney High with a 34-31 lead. Millard West inbounds it, and they'll toss it in here for Rongish. Rongish throws it top of the circle here for German. She'll give it off left side, and a three-pointer good for Jalen Bosek. So Bosek is able to stroke it in. That's now 5 points for her in the ball game. German's got 10. Philomena Lammers with 11 here for the Wildcats, who now tie things up at 34. On the dribble is Snyder. Pass down low, off glass. There's a foul. Brianna Miller had it, was posting up strong. And Casey German going to be called for the foul. She had pretty good position. But I think they're going to say that got her with the body. And the free throw is up and good. That's German's second foul, fourth as a team here against Millard West. Miller makes the first of two free throws. Gives Kearney High a 35-34 lead, 6:13 to go here in the fourth quarter. Second free throw is also up and good. So she makes both free throws. Kearney High leads at 36-32. 6 minutes to go in this one. Skip pass left side for Bosek. Bosek gets it inside for Filmina Lammers, who will kick it out here for Rongish. Rongish, her three-pointer is no good. And the rebound is taken out of there by Bosek. A nice little pass to the inside. Shots up and good here for Lammers. So a nice extra pass there. And Lammers was able to post up strong. They have her listed at 5'10", but boy, she plays very, very tall in there. Little crossover dribble here by Snyder. Snyder had a little bit of an angle, but then the help defense shut her off, so they reset it, kicking it out here for Stitham. Stitham being double-teamed. Stitham's able to handle that. Steps into a double-team in that zone, kicks it out. Here's a three-pointer for Snyder. It's no good, and the rebound is taken out here by Rongish. Rongish up ahead, and it's going to be stolen away. They turned it over. He has it stolen away by Snyder. Snyder's going to kick it out. Stitham for three. Can't get it to fall. And the rebound to Rongish. So Rongish pulls down the rebound and will kick it off here on the left wing for Severson. Severson back out for Rongish. She'll give it off right wing here for Bosek. Top of the circle for Severson. In the lane, stepping up here is Lammers, and Lammers will take it up and in. Philomena Lammers playing strong here. She now has 15 points in the ball game. It's 39-36 as Millard West has the lead. And then a turnover. And with the layup up and good is going to be Millard West's Logan Black. She makes the steal and then gets the bucket. And it's now 41-36 and a timeout here for Kearney High. Bearcats led by as many as five. Now they trail by five here in the fourth quarter. It's 41-36 with 5:19 to go in the fourth quarter. Timeout Bearcats brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We'll take timeout as well and be back right after this.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the college level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Well, the strategy here for Millard West has been pretty consistent here in the fourth quarter. Get the ball inside to Philomena Lammers, and she's been very, very successful with that. Tonight's Seeds of Success brought to you by Pioneer Seed Representative Craig Regis. Pioneer knows more about your seeds with top-yielding Pioneer brand soybeans. Get the best for your field this year with Craig Regis, your Pioneer seed dealer. Science with service, delivering success. Bearcats down by five, will inbound it. 41-36, 5:19 to go. And the ball's in the hands of Stitham. And Stitham going to be hand-checked, and that'll be a foul. And it's whistled on Millard West's Ravion Pullum. That's the fifth foul against Millard West. Just the second foul on Pullum. Inbounded here for Stitham. 5:10 to go. Stitham backing in. Looking on the dribble. Gives it top of the circle here for Spiker. Spiker fires a nice-looking three, but it's a little bit short. Rebounds on the ground. And coming up with it is going to be Millard West. Yeah, Severson pulls down the rebound after Kearney High couldn't hit the three. So on the bounce here is going to be Pullum. Pullum helps work it around the perimeter. Now she wants the ball back, but on the right side, Rongish has it. Rongish will give it out for Pullum. Pullum well behind that three-point arc. And they'll give it off here right side for Rongish, and Rongish will hit a big three. That's a painful three here for Kearney High. They're now down 44-36, 3.5 minutes to go. Somebody's going to have to heat it up here for Kearney High, and Kelsey Stitham, a pretty good candidate for that. Stitham with the dribble here. She's got eight in the ball game, and now she lost the ball but gets the ball back on the baseline. Now she's still spinning, working against the man-to-man pressure, and we're going to have a little hand check, which has really been kind of a point of emphasis for the officials this year. And that'll be with Pullum. It's now six as a team against Millard West. Well, maybe free throws can help Kearney High get back into this one. They're going to be close to getting that free throw area here. Inbounded for Skylar Snyder, and Snyder scores a big bucket in the paint. Snyder now with 12 in the game. Spiker with 12, Stitham with 8. And there's the bulk of Kearney High's points right there. Right side, Bosek has it, works it around. Rongish, same spot you hit the three a moment ago, but she'll work it around. They want to work some clock, if nothing else. 44-38, entry pass at the elbow, a little pump fake here by German. And then they're going to kick it out here for Pullum. And or Black, rather. No, that was Pullum, and Pullum hits the three. So Pullum strokes in another big three-pointer. And now the lead is out to 9 with 2:28 to go. Kearney High is going to have to get hot and get hot quickly. With it is Stitham. Stitham going to drive, take it off glass, get the bucket and the foul. Kelsey Stitham with that left-handed layup in traffic, and she'll have a chance to finish off a three-point play. And the foul is going to be on Pullum. That's going to be her fourth foul. She's going to stay in the ball game. Philomena Lammers checks back in for German. And now Pullum will come out. Checking in for her is going to be Logan Black. So Stitham here with a chance to finish off the three-point play. And Cat Snead as many points as they can get here. The free throw is up and good. It's now 41-47. Millard West up by 6, brings it across the timeline. They give it off on the right side here for Bosek. Bosek in traffic, in trouble, and the pass nearly stolen away, but it's going to be tied up. Possession arrow is pointing to Kearney High. I don't know what the Millard West folks are upset about. That bounce pass nearly stolen away by Stitham. And stepping to the ball and preventing the turnover was Rongish as she was able to tie it up. Entry pass, tipped around, but into the hands of Snyder. That's a break for Kearney High. Snyder shot off glass, no good. We got a foul on the rebound. Brianna Miller couldn't make the, but she was able to get that rebound, and now she'll go to the free throw line. I think they're going to say she was in the act of shooting. Yep, she's going to be shooting two here. The foul was on Lammers. And the free throw is up and good. Here for Miller. Miller makes the first two free throws, and the second one bounces around, and it also is good. Kearney High, 13 of 14 from the free throw line game, and they've come down to 4, and they make the steal. It's stolen away by Spiker. Spiker's going to lay it up and in. The steal and the layup by Spiker has made it a two-point ball game, and nearly stolen away again, but Severson has it. Gives for Lammers. Lammers kicks it back out there for Rongish. Driving the baseline now is Bosek. They'll work around the perimeter. Three-pointer coming up here. It's good. Stitham fighting for the rebound. Can't come up with it. Rongish comes up with it here. And the three-pointer is again no good. And this time, Kearney High pulls down the rebound. Stitham is able to pull down the rebound. And Kearney High down by 2 with 1:10 to go. Again, Stitham with 11, Spiker with 14, Snyder with a dozen. And with the ball right now is going to be Snyder. Great entry pass into her. Great catch. He banks it in. That was a high pass. Snyder able to make the catch, bank it in, and we're tied at 47. 47 seconds to go. Lob pass. There's nobody down low, and all by herself is Lammers for an easy bucket. The pass from near midcourt, and now Stitham on the drive, down by two. Has her shot blocked, and a foul on the rebound. I think that's going to go on Kearney High. Bearcats had the opportunity, couldn't get the shot to fall. It is going to be a foul. Whistled against Brianna Miller. That is going to be her fourth foul and fourth team foul on Kearney High. Bearcats down by two, but we got a timeout coming up here by Millard West. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. 35 seconds to go. Kearney High trails at 49-47, and Millard West will inbound the ball when we come back after this.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
Well, Kearney High has forced 11 turnovers against Millard West. They could use a turnover here. That would be very crucial to their keys to success. Tonight's Seeds to Success are brought to you by Craig Regis, your local Pioneer seed dealer. Where can corn growers turn for the latest weather, market updates, and agronomy information to get the most out of every acre? That's easy. Pioneer.com and mobilepioneer.com on their smartphone. The great seeds to success for a better yield start with Pioneer and Craig Regis. 49-47, 35 seconds to go here in the basketball game. Millard West does have it, and they don't need to score, but they're on the wrong end of the court to add any more points. And Kearney High will go full court pressure here. Rongish pass up ahead into the hands of German. German will hand it off to one of the guards, and the foul by Stitham is going to stop the clock here. Again, Kearney High is going to have to commit a couple of more fouls. They can go for the steal here. That's now their fifth team foul. They can go for the steal, and if they don't get it, they'll stop the clock and we try it again. And another timeout here by Millard West. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. And it's just a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it right here. Give you a little bit of a game reset. With 29.2 seconds to go here in the ball game, it is 49-47. Millard West has the lead, and Kearney still has a foul to give here. They've committed five team fouls, so they can be very aggressive, go for the steal, and if they don't commit, get it, commit the foul, and then we'll have one more attempt at it. Any foul committed by Millard West will send Kearney High to the free throw line for a 1-and-1. They've had eight fouls whistled against Millard West. Possession arrow is pointing to Millard West as well. So you're pretty well caught up here with 29.2 to go. And Millard West will inbound. It's going to be Logan Black on the far sideline near midcourt. They'll set a couple of screens. They're looking for Severson. They throw it in the backcourt. That was almost stolen away by Kearney High. They'll get it out to Rongish, who has it in the offensive zone. And a foul by Kelsey Stitham. And that'll be just her second. And both of them have been the not flagrant, but those were intentional fouls. They're not going to call the intentional foul and send him to the free throw line there. So now both teams are in the bonus. That's the sixth foul on the Bearcats. Inbounded for Rongish, and Stitham goes for the steal. Can't come up with it. Pass right side, and now the foul will be sending Logan Black to the free throw line. And that foul's on Brianna Miller. Now, they needed to commit a foul there, but they probably didn't want Miller committing it because that is her fifth foul. Miller has fouled out of the ball game with three rebounds and 6 points on the evening. Any way you slice it, Kearney High is still going to have a chance to tie things here after this 1-and-1 coming up here from Logan Black. Even if she makes both of them, it'd be a three-point ball game. The free throw is up and good. Yeah, she's not a starter, but she certainly is probably about their sixth player for Millard West. And she hit nothing but the bottom of the well. And now Kearney High is going to make her step off the line by calling a timeout. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. 19.1 to go here. It's now 50-47, and Kearney High hoping desperately that we get a miss here because that would get the Cats a pretty good opportunity to tie this thing up. We'll take a quick break. We're back right after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
And welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership, Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC. A big free throw coming up here for Logan Black. If she hits it, it would be a two-possession game with 19.1 to go. Otherwise, Kearney High is going to have to find some way, probably, to hit a three-pointer on this next possession. And it gets a lot more complicated if Black hits this free throw. It's 50-47 with 19.1 to go, and Black's free throw is short. So Kearney High has a chance with a three-pointer. They bring it across the timeline. Stiftham will give it off on the right side here for Snyder. Snyder gives it top of the circle for Peters to Stiftham. Stiftham behind the arc has it. 7 seconds left and got away with a carry loose ball. And now Spiker fires a three. Might have been fouled. Offensive rebound, and it's tied up at the buzzer. And that's the ball game. Kearney High had a chance. They had a shot with a three-pointer to tie it. It was not caught in rhythm for Lauren Spiker. That would have been an incredible shot. And it ends up being just a little bit short, and the Bearcats fall just a little bit short to the third-ranked team in the state. The third-ranked team in the state. Kearney High, number five in the state, falls to Millard West. Your final is 50-47. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the newest sports medicine and orthopedic surgery postgame show coming up right after this.
At Nebraska Land National Bank, we love local. Local people, local decisions, and local ownership. We want our community to grow and prosper. That's why we are focused on providing you with high-quality, personalized service at a competitive price to help you reach your financial goals. Nebraska Land National Bank is proud to call Kearney home and provide our community with the very best in banking. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
And welcome back here to Kearney High. The Bearcats falling in girls basketball. A final in this one of 50-47. And this is the New West Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Let's take a look at the numbers for Millard West, who is now 1-0 on the season. They were led tonight by Philomena Lammers. Lammers with 17 points to go with 6 rebounds in the game. Casey German had 10 points and 3 rebounds. Lauren Rongish with 6 points. Logan Black, who hit some big free throws down the stretch, came off the bench. She scored 6. Jalen Bosek with 5. Ravion Pullman with 3. And Maddie Severson with 3 points in the game as well. Now for Kearney High, who obviously fall to 0-1 on the season. They actually had 3 players in double digits. Lauren Spiker had 14 points in the ball game to go with a couple of rebounds. Skylar Snyder also with 14. 11 points for Kelsey Stiffham. Brianna Miller with 6, and Stacey Peterson with 2 points in the game. Unofficial stats here. Both teams shot very well from the free throw line. Millard West was 10 of 12 from the line. Kearney High was 13 of 14. Overall field goal shooting, I had Kearney High being 16 of 39, and Millard West was 17 of 48. Rebounding edge went to Millard West, 24 to 18. They won that rebounding battle, especially in the second half. And turnovers, 18 turnovers for Millard West, 14 for Kearney High. But unfortunately, some shots down the stretch, a couple of turnovers for Kearney High late in the fourth quarter, and a nice little 5-0 run for Millard West built them a lead, and they hold on by a final of 50 to 47. So that'll wrap up our coverage of the girls' game. We're going to step away for a few minutes, and then we'll have coverage of Millard West and Kearney High boys basketball, as the Bearcats will be taking on the number 10 team in the state, their first game of the season, their home opener here against the Wildcats of Millard West. And we'll be back in about 10, 12 minutes or so with coverage of the boys' game. Once again, our final in girls' basketball, Millard West 50 and Kearney High 47. I'm Randy Bushcutter. For our engineer, Caleb Henry, back in the studio, thanks for joining us. We'll see you in about 12 minutes right here at Kearney High.
The proceeding has been a KXPN Sports production brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at ESPNSuperstation.com.